The winningest team in baseball also has the most saves, and people who save the most money are winners. So start earning saves by investing in Worthy Bonds for only $10 each. These bonds earn a fixed 7% APY, and there's no fees, penalties, or minimum balance required, and they can be redeemed whenever you like. You can even round up everyday purchases to buy additional bonds. Go to worthybonds.com/save. That's worthybonds.com/save, and save and win.
On the Braves every single morning on the Locker Room. This is Atlanta Braves Today.
Rosario hits one well to deep right field. Back at the wall. That one is gone!
Get the latest news from the Locker Room, audio from the field, and the latest updates from the fans' team of truest reporters.
Swung on, lifted high and deep to right field. Headed for the chop house. Heads up out there.
Proud home of Atlanta Braves baseball, The Fan. And this is Atlanta Braves Today.
Welcome back in to Atlanta Braves Today as the Braves clinch the NL East last night. They do it 2-1. Not a lot of runs, some guys left on base, but that's baseball. It doesn't go perfectly every night, but a good outing from Jake Odorizzi, who has had a tough time in a Braves uniform, but he gives us 5 innings, 7 strikeouts, keeps everything on the rails. The bullpen comes in. The Braves had time after time, especially with 2 outs, an opportunity to drive in some runs and blow the Marlins away, but it didn't happen. So you have a 2-1 game. The bullpen does their job. And then Kenley Jansen comes on for his final save. I don't think he'll be coming out for a save today. He comes out for his final save of this 2022 season, and he gets save number 41, and the Braves win 2-1. So a fun and interesting, at times stressful, season as Braves fans, as a Braves family, and they finally get it done, and no better way than to do it without having to do it on the final day of the regular season.
No stress. I'll be honest, the 8th inning last night, I started getting stressed because the Mets had won the earlier game, and they were up like 7-0 or 5-0 in the 1st inning. I think they hit a couple of home runs off of the Nationals pitcher, and I go, man, if we blow this tonight, you're really going to have a full strength. And the Mets had already said they were going to pitch Jacob DeGrom today, which you felt against the Nationals to the win. Now all of a sudden you have to throw Max Fried. Guess what? Don't have to worry about any of that. Today is literally Snit's probably going to look down and go, you haven't played in a while, you go play. You haven't pitched in a while, you go pitch. I'd probably let Jackson Stevens start, or who's somebody down, is Tucker Davidson around? Kyle Muller? Let one of those guys throw. Who cares?
Is Odorizzi not going to be on this roster?
I don't think so.
He shouldn't be.
He only pitched 5 innings. Throw him back out there today.
Let's go back to
Pony League.
let's Molson come out of the booth. Let him pitch 2 innings. Just let him keep his shirt and tie on. Let him come down and throw. It should be interesting to see.
I don't know.
Who's going to be pitching for the Atlanta Braves? Who's going to be playing for the Atlanta Braves? But the rest, most importantly, not only winning the NL East crown, but the rest for Spencer Strider, the rest for Ozzie Albies, the rest for Ronald Acuna Jr. Now, you don't have to worry about anything, and you can get your postseason roster, your bodies, and your minds all set to deal with the winner between the St. Louis Cardinals and the Philadelphia Phillies. So we'll see where things progress, and we'll get to our truest Braves reporter, Kevin McAlpin, to see what we need to be prepared for and how the opponents that will be battling to face the Braves will be scouted as we move along on Atlanta Braves Today.
Atlanta Braves Today.
The winningest team in baseball also has the most saves, and people who save the most money are winners. So start earning saves by investing in Worthy Bonds for only $10 each. These bonds earn a fixed 7% APY, and there's no fees, penalties, or minimum balance required, and they can be redeemed whenever you like. You can even round up everyday purchases to buy additional bonds. Go to worthybonds.com/save. That's worthybonds.com/save, and save and win.
Spring is here and baseball is back.
You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.
Atlanta Braves Today on your exclusive home for Braves baseball, The Fan, 680 and 93.7 FM.
Welcome back in to Atlanta Braves Today. Braves are the champs. They get it done. They win 2-1. And now they don't have to worry about the NL East race anymore. They are the winners, and they do so for the fifth consecutive season. And now, Joe, you brought up a good point. Now the guys left on the roster. When you talk about Freddie Freeman going out to L.A., the guys who saw the lean times, the guys who saw the bad times, the guys who saw the coming up but is right around the corner times, there's only nobody left.
Nobody left. The whole entire team knows how to win.
That's
the
right.
Winners the whole time they were on the roster, so that's what you look forward to, man.
Yeah, you're going to need playoff moxie, guys who can control their nerves, because there's certainly to be some nerve-wracking moments, but you have the right guys together. And congratulations to Alex Anthopoulos and to Brian Snitker for staying the course and continuing to try to better the team, not just throwing something out there and say, hey, y'all, go watch it, trying to better the team every chance they get. How do we get better from this? With now a week off, you don't have to play in the wild card round. We'll now talk to our truest Braves reporter, Kevin McAlpin.
Now for the latest on the Braves, we turn to the Fan's team of truest reporters.
And joining us via the Hobson & Hobson newsmaker line is our truest Braves reporter, Kevin McAlpin. K-Mac, did you have some bourbon, a little bit of whiskey? Did you have any, maybe not the ski goggles, but maybe some of those old school
cannonball
swimming
right
goggles last night for the Braves postgame show? You deserve as much of the partying as everybody else with the long hours you plug in as part of the Atlanta Braves radio network.
Well, home team, no bourbon, but we did have a little champagne, and it's funny, it was just convenient because last year, when I went down for game 6 of the World Series, I brought a bottle in for our crew. And I said, hey, you know, if this thing goes well, you guys enjoy this, I'll have one with you remotely. And the guys forgot about it. And it sat in that fridge, which is probably the most hard to believe thing, that a bottle of alcohol has survived nearly a year in our fridge at the office and has not been drank by somebody over the last 11 and a half months. But no, we definitely all raised a glass last night. It's been an amazing season. At times it didn't look like this was going to go the Braves way, but man, they stayed the course. They found a way to get the job done. They tracked down the Mets when they were down 10 and a half games in the division, which was declared over many times throughout the course of this summer, and the Braves were having none of it. And then, of course, we know that now, officially, guys, the NL East is over. So we all had a lot of fun last night, stayed on a lot longer than normal, but it's worth it in a situation like that.
Well, you have definitely had a lot of fun at the expense of Mets fans on Twitter.
Yeah.
Some jackwagon Mets are in first place going back and forth with you. I love the fact that you turned heel a couple of times on Mets fans, which normally isn't in your character because you're pretty mellow and pretty reserved.
Well, look, I'll say this, John. You know, you come at, as Ben said, you come at the Kings, you better not miss. And Mets fans have been a giant whiff throughout the course of the last few months, whether it's telling me about the strength of schedule. Well, that was supposed to work in their favor in September. How did that work? It didn't. Now they're on to the Braves cheated in the series this weekend. I mean, they're just...
How was that? Cheated? How did they cheat? What, by scoring too many runs?
They're saying that Ronald Acuna was signaling pitches to the batters while he was on second base over the series this weekend. And as I've, you know, done before, I checked the rule book, and that is not cheating. And then they came back with me, well, it's legal cheating, which I'm pretty sure is an oxymoron. But we've heard all kinds of storylines this summer. They're not going to make it happen. And yeah, I had a little fun with somebody a few weeks ago. I kept receipts, guys. I kept the receipts on a lot of these. Somebody telling me, I hope you enjoy the wild card. And I told him last night, I will. I'll be watching it on my couch. And look, we've had a lot of fun this summer, and it's nice to know that the Braves came out on top. And ultimately, the Mets lost tweets have not come back to burn me, because it would probably be time to deactivate the social media had that been the case.
K-Mac, if you had a vote, who would be the team's MVP?
Oh, man, you're putting me right on the spot. Team MVP, I mean, there's so many different ways you can go with this.
Give us a pitcher and a position player.
All right, pitcher, I'm going to go Kyle Wright. What he has done this season, 21 wins. Guys, he's going to lead Major League Baseball in victories First Brave to do that since Tom Glavine.
Wow.
I don't care what anybody says about wins and do they matter. Tell a guy who wins 20 that wins don't matter. What he has done this year, think about it like this, guys. He came up in 2018. Going into opening day this year, he had two career victories. He now has 21 this season alone. It's been just an unbelievable story. I know you can make the argument that Freed, he does it every 5 days, and that Strider, what he's done to stabilize this rotation. But give me Kyle Wright as far as a pitcher is concerned. As far as a position player, I mean, it's hard to not look at a guy like Michael Harris. When he comes up, it's right there at the end of May. It's when the team's not playing good baseball. And, you know, Brian Snicker has that meeting in Arizona, and ever since they go 78-33. He's been a difference maker on both sides of the ball, hitting towards the bottom of your order. You've moved him up, and he's playing gold glove caliber center field. So I would probably go Michael Harris. And like I said, there's not a wrong answer to this, and there's probably six or seven different directions you could go with that answer. But those would be my two guys, two of the younger guys on the team. And that's saying something. That's saying a lot about the impact they've had this year.
Kevin, it's very rare that we'll just say a game doesn't matter, not one single bit. But tonight means absolutely nothing. What do you think Snit does? You let some younger guys play? Who's pitching? Does it even matter? Is it kind of Johnny Holstaff just letting guys get an inning?
Yeah, if it's me, I'm letting Guillermo Heredia start the ball game on the mound, probably let Grissom pitch the ninth inning. No, all kidding aside, it was interesting to hear some of the interviews that were done by Joe in the clubhouse last night. Dansby, he actually said, yeah, I want to play tomorrow. Think about it, guys. They're not going to play again until next Tuesday. That is 6 days from now. And I'm sure that, you know, this is probably going to resemble a final day of spring training game. Guys will probably get an at-bat or two, get them out of there. So if I'm Guillermo Heredia, if I'm, whoever it might be, some of these guys that have gotten a lot of bench time, they're going to get in there and get some at-bats today. But I do think your lineup, it's not going to be just all, backup players. Some of these guys, to a man, want to get at least a couple of at-bats before they shut it down. Because, again, that is a long time. 6 days, it's great to have the time off. It's great to have an opportunity to kick your feet up, to get healthy. Fingers crossed that means that Strider would be eligible or available, I guess I should say, for the division series. But I don't think it's just going to be a complete AAA lineup today. I do think there are some guys that will at least want to get a few innings under their belt before they shut it down for a few days.
Finn brought up an interesting point, asked an interesting question. Do we already know what the postseason lineup card and pitching rotation will look like? Does anything need to change, or have we seen enough, particularly what we saw work against the New York Mets, which was pretty much a playoff series?
No, I think it's pretty much standard operating procedure, right? They toyed around with moving Michael Harris up. I don't think that'll be the case. I think he's more comfortable bottom of the order, and he's done a terrific job in those situations. So between Acuna, Swanson, Riley, Olsen, probably Darno, that looks like your top five. That's been pretty much your everyday lineup. Rotationally, I don't think it makes a difference on who you play. You're going with Max Fried game one. There's no surprises there. But more than likely, Kyle Wright game two. Or if Strider's healthy, you could make the argument you put him in there game two and then go Kyle Wright game three. What does it mean for Charlie Morton? Where does he fit? We will see. How does his role get affected by this? He's been a big game pitcher in playoff opportunities, so he has the back of the baseball card you trust there as well. But as far as everyday lineup and as far as your rotation, I don't expect any real surprises when this thing starts here at Truist Park next Tuesday.
What do we think about the guys that needed to step up? We saw everybody basically at some point in the season do their job. We saw Matt Olson at the end get some big hits against the Mets. We saw Austin Riley carry us. We saw Michael Harris the second, who should without a doubt be Rookie of the Year in the National League. When guys have shown you everything, a complete team, where else do we go? Who do you think can step up big this postseason? Who do you think needs to? Well, you're talking about some heavy lifting that still needs to be done.
Well, that's the one thing I love about this team, home team, is that it's not just one or two guys. You're not relying on, those guys to be the guys. Look, Acuna's been swinging it a lot better. Dansby's done it all year. He continues to add to his franchise record for RBI by a shortstop in a season. Olsen, 30-plus, 100-plus RBI. Yeah, I'll take that all day long. Austin Riley, he's toyed with the idea of 40 homers this year. Darno and Contreras, I'll use them as one. The catchers have just done an unbelievable job. Harris at the bottom, whether it's Grossman or Rosario. It's a total team. And, oh, by the way, let's not forget about Kenley Jansen, a guy that I know a lot of folks were ready to run out of town with pitchforks about 2 or 3 weeks ago. All he's done in his last 11 appearances is have, save after save. He's gotten a lot more clean innings. He's gotten a lot more swing and miss on the cutter. He's 41 saves, tied for the major league lead. So that's the one thing that I love about this team. They're so deep. They're so dangerous. And I don't care who they play in the postseason. Very similar to last year when they had Milwaukee to start out. I don't care who they're going to face. Bring on Philly. Let it be the Cardinals, whoever it might be. I feel really good about their chances, their opportunities, especially knowing they start with that series beginning here at Truist Park next Tuesday.
Fun season, fun ride, fun night last night. Now we have a week off that they have certainly earned. It'll be fun heading to the postseason. We look forward to getting into some postseason talk with you, K-Mac.
Home team, I was waiting to talk bunting with you. What happened?
Let's do that. You know what? I'm out. Darn it. We're going to have to do it next week. We had a little conversation about the bunt that was laid down.
What the hell's wrong with tomorrow at 7:45?
Well, I won't be here tomorrow. I'm off tomorrow.
Well,
Friday.
I'll bring it up tomorrow then. We'll talk bunting.
K-Mac had an interesting point, though, about why you don't bunt, and then I had a position on why you should bunt. So, yes, we can continue that conversation. As the Braves do not only win the NL East, they lay down a sacrifice bunt. We'll talk to you tomorrow, K-Mac.
Thanks, fellas.
Kevin McAlpin, our Truist Braves reporter. We'll tell you what's coming up now. The postseason sets up as everybody in baseball was waiting on the Braves. Now they wait no more here on Atlanta Braves Today.
This is Atlanta Braves Today.
The winningest team in baseball also has the most saves, and people who save the most money are winners. So start earning saves by investing in worthy bonds for only $10 each. These bonds earn a fixed 7% APY, and there's no fees, penalties, or minimum balance required, and they can be redeemed whenever you like. You can even round up everyday purchases to buy additional bonds. Go to worthybonds.com/save. That's worthybonds.com/save, and save and win.
Spring is here and baseball is back.
You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.
Inside track to your Atlanta Braves. You're locked into Atlanta Braves Today on the home of the Braves, The Fan, 680 and 93.7 FM.
Welcome back in to Atlanta Braves Today. Braves set everything up for everybody in the postseason. It will be the Dodgers with the one seed. They get the winner between the Padres and the Mets. They also get a week off. The Braves get the week off, and they get the winner between the Cardinals and the Phillies over the American League. The Houston Astros get the number one seed. They get the winner between the Blue Jays and the Seattle Mariners. And the Yankees lock up the two seed, and they get the winner between the Tampa Bay Rays and the Cleveland Guardians. That's your postseason. We'll have you all taken care of for postseason baseball here on your home for the Braves, Sports Radio 680 The Fan. And that will do it for Atlanta Braves Today.
Thanks for listening to Atlanta Braves Today. Make sure you join the locker room every weekday morning for exclusive news and insight you can only get from the flagship. This is the home of the Braves, WCNN North Atlanta, a Dickey broadcasting station, The Fan, 680 and 93.7 FM.
The winningest team in baseball also has the most saves, and people who save the most money are winners. So start earning saves by investing in worthy bonds for only $10 each. These bonds earn a fixed 7% APY, and there's no fees, penalties, or minimum balance required, and they can be redeemed whenever you like. You can even round up everyday purchases to buy additional bonds. Go to worthybonds.com/save. That's worthybonds.com/save, and save and win.
Spring is here and baseball is back.
You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.
Support for Extra 106.3 comes from Natural Body Spa and Skin Remedy, celebrating their 35th anniversary and offering gift cards in-store and online. You can discover Mother's Day and anniversary presents online at Natural Body Spa and Skin Remedy at naturalbody.com.